Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Barbara Howard. Governor Deval Patrick will become a private citizen as of noon tomorrow, as Republican Charlie Baker is sworn in as governor. And this afternoon, Patrick took his symbolic lone walk down the State House steps. WBUR's Steve Brown was there for today's ceremonies, marking the end of Governor Patrick's two terms in office. He joins us now from the State House with more. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Barbara.
So describe those moments to us as Governor Patrick made his way through the State House halls and out the front doors.
Well, it pretty much went according to script. After presenting his successor with a few traditional symbols of office, Governor Deval Patrick walked to the threshold of his third-floor office suite, shook hands with Governor-elect Charlie Baker, and stepped out onto the red carpet that snaked its way through the State House halls, down the grand staircase, and out through the Senate doors of the building. Hundreds of well-wishers lined the route, staffers, legislators, former campaign aides, and supporters. Once out on the granite steps of the building, a band played the national anthem, and then the National Guard fired a 19-gun salute. The governor was joined by his wife at the bottom of the steps. After waving to the crowd, greeting a few more folks, they got in the back of their black SUV and headed down Beacon Street.
Now, I know you spoke with the governor earlier, and he said that he and his family are ready for the next chapter, that it's time. But he did he show any emotion, though, as he was doing his walkout?
He didn't seem to be overly emotional, perhaps a bit misty-eyed. He paused several times to take in the sight, take in the well-wishers that came out as he left the building. He worked the velvet rope line just like a candidate, thanking those well-wishers. Some of those folks were quite emotional, with tears in their eyes.
And what about his successes or failures as governor? Did he talk about that at all?
Not on the way out. We did catch up with him earlier this afternoon. He told reporters that it was a productive 8 years. He says he's proud of his record and proud of the foundation that he is leaving for the next administration. One thing he said he wished he could have accomplished was a lessening of the property tax, which he had campaigned on back in 2006. He says that has stabilized, but it still hasn't gone down, so there is still work to be done.
Well, so there's been a lot of speculation about what is next for Governor Patrick. Has he revealed anything concrete about his professional or personal life, about what his plans are from this point on?
No, he hasn't said anything, but as you say, there's a lot of speculation. He did say the only concrete plans, he and his wife, Diane, are getting on a plane sometime tomorrow afternoon and heading someplace warm, but he didn't say where.
Well, traditionally, this lone walk takes place the morning of the next governor's inauguration. But when Governor Romney departed, and he was, of course, a predecessor to Governor Patrick, he did it a day early, and that allowed Governor Patrick to have all the day to himself. Governor Patrick decided to do the same thing Governor Romney did, making it all about Charlie Baker tomorrow. So tell me more about tomorrow's events.
Well, Barbara, it's almost a reverse of today's events, believe it or not. Governor-elect Baker, around 10:30 tomorrow morning, will walk up Park Street towards the State House. While he's walking up Park Street, both sides of the road will be lined with supporters. He will probably stop and greet them, shake their hands. He'll then ascend those granite steps, the same ones that Deval Patrick walked down tonight. He will walk up those steps. Just as Deval Patrick did, he will pause on a landing, just as the National Guard did. They will give him a 19-gun salute. A band will play the national anthem. And then Governor-elect Baker will walk into the State House. Shortly after noontime, he'll be ushered into the House chamber, and Senate President Stan Rosenberg will then administer the oath of office to Baker and to Lieutenant Governor-elect Karen Polito. Then Governor Baker will deliver his inaugural address. After that, he will come out to the State House. He'll greet some more supporters. Then after that, he will go in and swear in his cabinet in the State House library. And then the festivities will begin.
And I know you'll be there tomorrow, Steve. I know you cut your teeth up at the State House as a reporter, and it'll be nice to have you there tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you, Barbara.
And you can join us and Steve for live coverage of Charlie Baker's inauguration tomorrow, starting just before noon here on WBUR and at WBUR.org.